Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Shut up, Adam.
Hey, so we're doing a live show, a live dungeon crawl to be more specific, on the 28th of this month. So, if you're free that night and can come to Next Level Games in Preston, why not come and join myself, Ali, Jackson, and our most handsome DM, Adam, as he tries to kill us at every turn as we journey into some kind of dungeon for some kind of reason. Tickets are $10 and all the info is in the show notes of this very episode. They are limited, we've already sold out half, and you can't buy them at the door. So if you want to come, you better get in quick. There's no age restrictions, but you've heard the show, we swear. Make your own judgment call. Also, if you want to help support the show, just head over to our Patreon page and give what you can. $5 or more a month gets you access to some bonus content, including Adam explaining some ins and outs of D&D, including the lore, game mechanics, and much more. All the details are in the show notes. Thank you all in advance. Now, enjoy the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table fighting giant rats to farm experience, but that's exactly what we're doing here today. Welcome to episode 36 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Jackson Bailey. I'll be playing the part of Cassius Christie. Joining me is Ali Kathleen, playing the part of Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather.
Rats are so gross, guys.
And Joel Zammett, playing the part of Leo Shadow.
No, rats are all right.
And as always, this guy, our DM over here, Adam Can of Worms.
I don't want...
Adam, that's what we're calling you, shush. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
I'm not the seducing kind.
Could be.
There's a dwarf by the name of Redmon who's actually looking to do an expedition around where the orcish tribes are.
This place is spooky.
So if you guys want to kill him, I'm happy to help.
That's the plan!
That is the plan.
Are we getting closer to potentially dying of hot lava death?
Yes.
Magical deception.
Yeah.
You down for that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is that a problem?
I guess I thought you were a true dwarf, but I guess you're not.
What? You want to go, fuck boy?
Well, you know, you keep challenging everyone here to a fight, except, I guess, the person who might kill you. I mean, if you're afraid...
That's it! I get ready to fight. I'm going to take off my... I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
Okay, Cassius, you're going toe-to-toe with Redmon. The fight isn't looking quite as easy as you first thought it would.
We can stop this anytime, he says.
Why are we fighting with gauntlets? This is insane.
You threw the first punch, motherfucker.
I know, it's on me.
He cops you in the side again. You take, that one's only 4 points.
Okay.
What are you on?
He's on 26.
You can fight.
I'm fine.
Just keep smacking him.
I'm great.
Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong person. Sorry, I took that from Ainsley, the last couple from Ainsley. Sorry.
Ainsley's just being like, oh, why? What's happening?
You are on 26, though. Surprisingly, what he had knocked you down to was Ainsley's total.
Ainsley, oh no. Hey, Adam.
Leo, oh no. Leo is the lowest. He's got like half your hit points.
Hello. Does bull strength, is that a visible spell?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Oh.
No, I don't, like, it'd help, but the mocking I'd get.
Oh my god, they would not let you, they would not shut the fuck up.
I'm going to smack him again.
Yeah, try and get at least one good one, then be like, that's it, we're done.
Yeah, if I can knock him to the ground, I'll be happy.
No, you miss completely.
Oh my god!
He sidesteps your blow, he sidesteps, and just like a quick bang, like a quick jab. Nah, he misses as well. You've both sidestepped each other.
God damn it.
You're like really close, like you're sort of face to face right now. He just says to you, he like almost whispers it, whenever you're ready to stop.
I give him a what do you call it? A Glasgow kiss. I'm going to smack him with my head.
If, what happens if you kill this guy?
I don't care. It's We're a win gonna... for Cassius.
Oh, critical hit. Him.
Critical hit!
I'm amazed that was a crit.
That's the best!
Surprise opening. Double damage and a free attack with a -5 penalty.
Yes! Bam!
Smack him twice with your head and punch him in the face.
Yes! That's the best.
I know. Okay. ooh, that one hurts. Oh yeah. You did 8 damage in that one. That one hurts, and you get a free attack as well.
Good.
I'm assuming a fist or something.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, you fist him. You fist him. You headbutt
fist him good.
You headbutt him, and your follow-up attack, like, just strikes him on the shoulder pauldron and doesn't, like, it rattles him but doesn't hurt him. He reels back with that one. He comes back. He's got, like, this dribble of blood coming down his head. He shakes his head and he says, "You shouldn't have done that."
Taunt him. Taunt him more. Come on, fuck boy.
I'm going to yell out.
I want to impress your dwarven guards, don't you?
He swings, but, like, he's angry. And so he's, like, it's all power, no finesse. And
laugh
so you
in his face.
Easily dodge.
Come back on, Cassius. Yep. Got money riding on this.
You like
oh, God damn
it. You're working. This full plate is feeling it, but he isn't.
Cassius, stop hitting his armor. What's wrong with you?
He swings and like catches you in the jaw, and you lose some teeth.
Oh boy.
Oh, do they grow back with a health potion?
Teeth don't grow back.
With a health
seven
potion.
Seven damage.
I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Man.
The moment I'm hitting like super low. Cassius ever given.
Your turn.
Nope. I hit him again.
Nah, you miss.
God damn it!
You're like right up again. You're like kind of chest to chest now, and he just tries to grab you. Yeah, he's like gets his arms around you, and he's like linked him.
Can I just say, if
your turn.
Dies,
you can try to break the grapple, or you can just go
him.
With it.
Knee
you
him
can
him.
Keep swinging.
Unknee him in the balls.
If Cassius dies, I'm so glad he's
He's wearing like
a,
you know, a yeah, cup or whatever, a metal
God
cup.
God damn it!
He bites your ear.
Yes!
Oh, I mean, oh bad, shit, bad. Son!
Oh, fuck. He gets it too.
He's getting 2 gold.
Like, oh, I'm going to say like, that does less damage.
Never though. Give up, Cassius!
This is so good for me.
You take 4 points of damage
yeah,
as he like bites your ear.
That's awesome.
How much damage have you... How many hit points has Cassius got left?
Cassius? Oh, yeah. 14? 15, sorry?
That's fine. I'm fine.
You started with almost 50.
You got a couple of good 2 hits left.
Come on, come on, Lassie. My wife fights harder than you do in the bedroom.
Oh, shit. Smack time.
Motherfucker.
Come on, Cassius.
I'll give him another Gloucester kiss. I mean, Glasgow kiss.
What?
We're
what
close together.
What are the guards doing?
You, like, try to, but you...
Oh
he's like
God.
Wearing the undercover to his helmet, and so you just like you hit the chainmail, and it hurts you more than it hurts him.
My God, this fight is not going well for old Cassius.
He does it back to you.
Oh no!
We're just dwarves headbutting each other.
Ah, no, your head's too thick. You can't hurt each other this way. It's your
what
turn.
Are the guards doing?
I guess I'll try.
They're just like watching.
I'll try and
they're
break
placing
the
bets among themselves. Sorry.
Should I try? Oh, do I break the grapple or do I go in again? I'll try and bite his ear. Fuck him.
Bite the ear to show dominance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, you try to.
God damn it.
Like I said, he's wearing that chainmail thing, so you
fuck,
just bite chainmail instead. It would have been funny if you'd gotten it, though. It's like you're biting through chainmail.
My teeth are that strong. My broken teeth are that strong.
He shoves away from you, and then he like just tries to kick you to the ground. No, he like plants his boot in your chest, but you push his boot off.
Awesome. Oh, wait, am I on the ground?
No, you're not.
Okay. Oh, yeah, cool. I get him. Oh, God. I'll just try and hit him again.
You try to swing for him. He like just knocks your hand out of the air.
Oh, God. This is super embarrassing.
You're going to die, Cassius, and I'm going to lose 2 gold because of you.
He swings. But he's like, he's an old man. He's getting a bit tired and he's swinging like,
go the distance.
Didn't have the strength in
it. I'll just go the distance. I'll just wait till he's tired and old.
That's a long time.
Punch him again.
No, it's like the fight is like quite obviously losing steam now. Both of you guys are like exhausted.
You got this, Cass.
He catches you.
Oh, God.
You're like, you were too tired, and he just got that at the right moment. He swings and smacks you in the side. You're pretty sure you're going to have a black eye. You take 5. Puts you on 10 now.
I thought
the moment I hit... if I fall on... If he gets me down to 0 and I'm out...
-1 is out. 0 is staggered.
Yeah, I don't think he'll murder you.
I don't think he'll murder me. So if I lose this, it's just super humiliating.
Yeah.
It's not like...
And then we're going to have to use magic to heal you, which is gonna even more
humiliating. The whole thing's going to be an embarrassing time.
If you actually use magic to heal it, you will not hear the fucking end of it. It'll be amazing. Okay, your turn.
I'd like to tackle him to the ground.
You try, but...
Oh, God,
you know,
damn it.
Have you ever seen on The Simpsons where like Homer tries to do that chest thing or whatever, and... Oh, no, sorry. Like, when he's fighting, what's his name? When he's doing the boxing thing and he's fighting that guy.
Yeah.
He, Channing, like, tries to go in the swing, and then I forget his name, the big guy.
I was like Channing Tatum, but that ain't right.
No, it's not Channing Tatum. It's something. But anyway, he just, like, punches Homer on the head because he's so much taller than Homer is.
Oh, no.
You, like, bow your head to try and, like, tackle him, and he just punches you to the fucking back of your neck.
God damn it. This is the most embarrassing fight I've ever had.
You take another 5.
You're on 5 health.
Yep.
This is lethal damage.
He's going to be able to. He just gets you a little bit more, and he'll throw the Pokeball to try and catch you.
I'll uppercut him.
Okay. His turn.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sayonara.
Yeah, he's getting really tired. He doesn't have the energy to swing.
Good. I'm gonna take that his lack of energy and uppercut him in the chin.
Nope.
Oh, God damn it.
You try to, but he grabs your hand. Holding your hand, he brings you in.
Oh,
bang!
No.
Oh, God! No. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
You're out.
Oh, God.
Everything just, like, turns to black for you.
I cheer.
No! I lost two.
Ainsley and Leo, you both see Cassius, like, throws a punch. Redmond catches his fist, brings him in, just punches him once in the face. He goes limp. Cassius goes limp, and Redmond, like, just for good measure, one more time, and then drops Cassius to the ground.
Oh my goodness.
I like, good fight, Redmond. Good fight.
Redmond turns away, and there's, like, blood just streaming down his face. Like, he won, but he got fucked up.
Add 2 gold to your account.
I just did.
Can I know how
the
much...
The dwarven guards, like, pass some gold between them as well. Like, one really sad-looking one pays the other 3.
What's the name of that one?
You don't know what's happening.
You don't see.
I'm going to find out. See. Be like, thank you for believing. Can I find out how much health Redmond had left?
Redmond had another 38 hit points.
Oh, my God, you would know.
I maybe challenged somebody a lot more powerful than I am.
So old man had a lot of experience. Who knew?
Cassius is angry. She's got a lot of anger.
You're unconscious, mate.
No, I just mean, like, as a person.
Living on Mara is a harsh job.
So you need to be tough. Do you want to... Redmond, good fight, but maybe you want to set up camp for the night and just have a bit of a rest.
So, like, Grayson comes back with the water bucket.
Oh, Grayson's there, like, ready to throw in the towel, and I'm like, no, she's got this.
She quite obviously does.
Oh, I got money riding on this, Grayson. Shut up.
Oh, Cassius.
Okay, so... You spend the rest of the day unconscious, and they can't move because they can't carry Cassius.
So we're not gonna fix.
Yeah, you travel nowhere today.
No,
Grayson is fucking pissed about that. Grayson's like, fucking Redmond, fucking Cassius. He like finds a boulder somewhere. He sits there facing away from the group.
I want to go there and be like, oh my God, can you believe Cassius?
Get the fuck away.
Man. Grayson, why are you so mean to me?
Salty.
Thought we were going to be like, hey, let's...
You were there. You could have stopped it.
Could you have stopped her?
I'm sure I could have.
I don't know. When she gets like that.
Do I ever get conscious?
That's how you die, coma. You just don't wake up.
You just ruined my brain slightly.
It wasn't much to ruin. Then, so they will, provide you medical treatment. Are you guys going to heal Cassius?
No, not until she's conscious.
Okay.
Can I want to get to know the other the guards?
Let's learn their backstories before they die.
Yeah.
From orc.
Yeah. I want to get buddy buddy with them.
They don't talk much. They're not like
Most of them only speak Dwarven anyway, so you guys can't really.
Hello.
One of them speaks like a smattering of Common, but that's
he's my
like,
new favorite.
That's about it. You don't. He doesn't even know enough Common to know when you're asking his name.
Oh, no.
See the one who bat on me. I'm imagining. No, it's very one of the handsome. Other ones.
The
how good would it be if dwarves you ended up are married too?
Oh my god!
Average. Ooh, wow! One of the dwarves.
Super Baben.
Oh yeah,
he better have been the one.
He's like not wearing a shirt. He's like just ripped underneath. Oh man, two of them, total Babes.
These are some Baben dwarves.
One of them is pretty average. The other one's like, you know, pretty. It's like a catch. Yeah. But two of them are like, fuck. They're like the I didn't even know, ten. Like the Robert Downey Jr. No, because Robert Downey Jr. is not fit. He's handsome,
Chris
but he's
Evans.
Not fit. Chris Evans and I don't know if I can give me another one.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, they're the Chris's of the dwarven world.
Are they
world.
Brothers? Can they be brothers?
Sure, why not?
Super handsome brothers? I'm going to bang them. I'm not getting into a relationship. I don't want none of that. I don't know what Ainsley's got going on. I just want
Just sex.
Just that's all I'm looking
that's
for.
That's how it started with me. Hollow but, you know, banging.
That's right. That's how right, it started with Ainsley.
I want to bang him at the same time, and I can't marry both of them.
Do I detect a stone wedding?
gross.
Super hairy.
Is that laughter of Jackson I hear, or wedding bells? Hard to tell.
No.
I think I'm actually going to vomit.
Hang on. You were on. So you'll be on 4 hit points.
Yes!
Tomorrow.
How good.
How long does it take us to get to the place we're going?
This is about midway through, so you've been on the road for a week.
So you'll heal all the way out.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I get that wand. I could sneaky do one. I could be like, I'm going for a piss. And be like, pew, 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 pew. There's nowhere to hide. It's just flat for miles. The pissing situation
Redmond
must have been
know.
Super awkward on this trip. Well, everybody would know if I was like, I'm just going to go for a bit. And I came back fully healed.
The dwarves must do this pretty often because for them it's just like not a big thing.
Oh, hey, do my ears...
Grayson tries to hold it a lot. Sorry, go on.
That's super cute. Does my ear and teeth heal up, or am I just now missing teeth and a bit of in my ear?
I mean, you can probably, like... he didn't, like, bite any ear off. He just, took... Didn't take a chunk, sorry. He, like, just
it's
bit.
Just a bit mank. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
The teeth, you can probably just wedge one of them back in and it looks just about the same.
Oh, great.
I'll do that.
Dwarves are like sharks. They grow like... No, wait, what's that other... Is it crocodiles that have, like, many rows of teeth?
Sharks.
That's sharks.
Sharks,
yeah.
Sharks. Yeah.
They, like, good. It'll come.
Dwarves are just like sharks.
it'll pop back in. I'm fine, guys.
Evolutionarily speaking, they have so many fist fights that they just lose teeth all the time.
Hey, it happens. It's just part of dwarf life.
You, like, open a dwarf's mouth and it's just teeth all the way.
Eating chicken like
Ew.
That would be sick.
That's gross. Gross to think about.
It is.
Yeah, so over the course of a week, 7 times 4 is 28.
74.
Don't do this.
I don't want to anger you.
32 hit points now you're on.
I'm fine. I'm good. No. I could challenge him again.
I wouldn't.
I won't.
A smart decision, I'm going to say.
Did I receive a merciless mocking, or did he respect me because it was a good fight?
He, he acts as if the fight didn't happen.
Ah, oh, all right. I'll take that.
He doesn't, he doesn't mock you or anything like that, but he doesn't, he's not praising you for the fight either.
Hey, I'll take
it. It was more just something that was expected, to be honest.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, so on the second week...
Mm-hmm.
One of the dwarves points, and in the distance you can see like a second pillar of smoke, a lot smaller than the one coming off the mountain.
Cool.
And they say that is where the war camp is.
If I put on my hat of disguise, how much is he going to mock me?
You don't know.
So I go to Redmond, like, all right, look, so do we know how powerful this David is?
I didn't know he was a wizard, to be honest, until you said it.
Okay,
Up until now, I thought he was just tricking the orcs and pretending to be a shaman. But if he actually knows some magic...
He's actually pretty powerful. Like, apparently he's been able to obscure who he is from a very powerful seer.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, he is, so it's very powerful.
He is, so listen to me.
Christ, Redman. So I know you're going to mock Cassius if we kind of do a little bit of... because the thing is, if the orcs see dwarves, they're going to be angry, yeah?
We are racial enemies, yes.
So...
David has, the shaman, David, has spoken with the leader of this tribe, Gronoth Many Heads.
Does he have many heads?
Many dwarven heads.
Oh.
What?
And has, the leader of this tribe collects dwarven heads as trophies.
Oh, gross.
you collect heads.
What the fuck? That we do.
How
we
dare do. You judge?
We did do that. That's okay. How many heads do we have now? Like
three?
Two, three.
We give a lot away.
Carter, what
no,
are
you
Norton?
Don't.
Oh, yeah, we don't. They
Who's
don't want
the last
the heads.
One.
The last guy we killed.
Carter.
Oh yeah. The one that was
Fennery.
That you that
Bradley.
We interrogated a newt.
Yeah, that guy.
Fenry.
Fenry? Was his name Fenry? Oh, Fenrir.
Fenrir.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Somebody write them down.
Are you guys talking about the lizard? Or are you
no.
talking about oh
nobody yeah. we didn't name the lizard.
That lizard had an awful time.
How's Carter's head looking, by the way?
Pickly.
Okay.
Do we still so we have all
Fenrir's
those
head wasn't pickled. That's getting a bit mangly.
Ugh, one day gross. We should boil these and just have the skulls. That's an idea.
Yeah, an idea.
Anyway.
I'll put on the hat of disguise.
So yeah, I'll say so our tactic
but yeah, the
is...
shaman has spoken with the leader, Gronoth, mm-hmm. and he has agreed to let us in, not you guys, they don't know about you, but agreed to let us in to discuss about the gem deposits that they're sitting on. I'm not sure what sort of control he holds over Gronoff, if any, he might just be, you know, like in his favor or something like that. But Gronoff seems to listen to him,
because
that
was
probably why they're staying where they are.
Wondering if we could go in there and speak to Gronoff and be like, "We'll give the deal that this David is doing," and because David's something diplomatic, I don't know what though. Something.
Well, that's not a great plan. I'm going to let you know now, Leo. It's like a 3 out of 10.
Well, it's not really formed.
No.
I was just wondering what
it's
is our
like
plan.
It's more like a vague idea.
It is a vague idea, rather than just going in there and just killing David while Gronoth maybe
this,
watches.
This wizard, you don't know, is he like at all adept with mental magic or anything like that? Because
that's a thing?
This is very odd. Like, it's odd enough that they would accept a human as their shaman, let alone like... doing what the human said.
Well, he is a notoriously evil wizard, so...
Potentially.
One
I mean, that makes
make
sense.
In that case, David might not let you let him be taken away.
Yeah.
Might not let you take him away.
And so if we kill David, maybe then Gronoth will lose control of spell control mind.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with words as well today.
I'm... Always.
It's because we've been doing this for how many days straight?
So
this
many.
Is live, guys.
We nap for about 6 days on the 7th day that we record and release it.
Yeah.
I don't nap. I'm here constantly, whether you guys are here or not.
We stack bodies against the wall
and have a
good
sleep.
Door and have a nap.
Yeah, we stack the bodies of the people who used to be in this recording studio.
So maybe we... Oh, so then if we go there...
Yes.
Okay, what's our tactic? Do we just basically try and get David alone and then just fuck his shit up?
See, I like that idea.
So,
would
it make sense if I wore the hat of disguise and was like and a dwarf?
Yeah. And or then, even like if you disguise yourself as another member of the Wizards of Carceray. You could I mean, is that the group?
Goldcrest.
What if you disguise yourself as the...
As Fenrir.
As the comp whose head we got. Yeah. And you went in and you were like, hey, mate. Ah!
All right.
Hey, mate. Wah.
Hey, mate. Wah.
That's the plan. All right, I'll give you the hat of disguise.
Should I be Carter or the other one?
I don't think Carter.
Oh, no, he wasn't. Yeah.
He wasn't part of... I mean, you could.
Nah. I think he was.
Fenry.
No.
Maybe he knows.
Ainsley, no.
I'm sorry.
All right,
well,
so Fenrir,
you know,
yeah.
You weren't alive. I mean, I'm sure you're alive. You weren't with us
That's
when
true.
We fought Carter. So
I've
you
only heard
tell know.
Of this very handsome Griff Bum Bum. He sounds amazing.
Middling. Princess.
All right, yeah, I'll do that. Put on the hat of disguise. Become Fenry.
Fenrir. Okay. So you do that. The dwarves that are with you, like, curse at the sudden, like, magic, seem a little surprised because you hadn't informed them.
I was telling Redmon.
Yeah, didn't tell them. They still curse.
Oh, hey,
Even Redmon, though, like, sort of, he utters, like, a dwarven curse and then spits on the ground.
Okay.
Wow. Rude.
That's what they believe.
I guess I can't hate them for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's what they believe, Jackson. Strokes for different
folks.
Do I have
like a cloak I can kind of cloak myself with as well? Like,
why do you need to use...
Oh, well, because I guess
With the Hat of Disguise, you can just give yourself said cloak.
Yes, because I'm thinking if this guy is going to be like, oh my god, because what if he's like Fenrir?
You have to have some sort of headgear, though. That's the way the Hat of Disguise works. And then if someone like... Say, for example, you made the headgear like a crown or something like that. If someone took the crown, that's them taking the Hat of Disguise off you.
Wizard hat?
A hairpin.
Fenrir didn't wear one, but okay.
Whatever. What did Fenrir have?
He was in rags when we
met. Yeah, basically, he was in rags. He didn't have headwear.
Wig.
A beanie.
Yeah, there you go. Like the owl beanie!
A trucker cap. Backwards.
That doesn't exist in this world.
Damn!
Just from the imagination of Leo Shadow.
Like a hood.
I'd be very careful about that.
Like a hood. Like a little cow.
Hey, you know, if something from our world comes into there, you never know. Maybe the orcs start getting machine guns.
Oh, no.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah, just like a little hooded thing.
All right.
Like a little cow hood. You know what a hood. Like a hood. Like a hood.
Thanks. I didn't know what a hood was until you described it to me.
And also then displayed my own hood.
Cool.
I think everyone here has a hood.
I was waiting for you to agree, but you just kept staring at me, Adam, so I felt like I had to describe what a hood was because you were giving me like the Adam caught in a headlight fucking look you always give me.
It's true.
I would describe it as more of a handsome look.
I didn't say it wasn't a handsome look.
Ali, tell me this is not a handsome look.
Stop looking at me, Adam.
It's far too handsome.
I can't handle it. It's glowing, your head is shiny.
Chiseled jaw is shining in the mildew.
The midday sun?
That's
did
what
you
I was going for. The mildew, like.
Well, we have been here a while, yeah, exactly. So.
Anyway,
yes,
you within like a couple short hours, you guys can see the water camp. Mm-hmm. You have no idea where they got wood from, but somehow they have managed to erect like a wooden wall around this place.
Bizarre.
There's no like building outside. There only seems to be buildings inside, and other than the big door, there's no features. There's not even orcs on this side of the wall. This place is pretty big. Like, you guess it to be maybe 250 meters across, maybe?
Okay.
Hard to tell. Cool. And it's, like, roughly peanut-shaped, I guess. So, you know, like, two circles bumped together.
Peanut Castle. Let Redmond take point.
Yeah, Redmond take point, and let's try and just say we need to get David in his like own room so we can discuss this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's the aim.
That's the aim of the game. Will actually happen.
Who knows?
We'll see.
But that's the idea.
Redmond, as you guys are approaching the gates, Redmond says to you guys, "My dwarves know this, but you guys don't. So, quick guide: if I scratch my nose like this." Scratches his nose. That's the signal that shit's going to go south and just attack.
Mm-hmm.
If I pull my ear like this, he pulls his ear, that means that shit's about to go down, but I don't think we can handle it, so just run.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Yep.
Any questions?
Nope. Well, yes, one. So scratching your nose is, like, that doesn't look suspicious, but tugging your ear does.
He tugs his ear in like a nervous habit sort of way, maybe.
I'd be sus if I was an orc, that's all.
Well,
I'm
you know, in any case, the signal is basically meant to just be like, it's about to happen.
I'm pretty sure like they're going to be like, tug the ear. Everyone's going to be like, sorry, what? Then we're going to scamper and they're going to be like, what was that ear thing about? Pause for about 5 minutes while they discuss the ear thing.
This is 90%. It's easier than like saying it in both common and then dwarven.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Also, the orcs might get a little antsy if we don't speak their language. Like, they might think we're plotting against them, which we probably will be doing. So if you're not talking in orcish, try to keep it amongst yourselves and
I know
quiet.
Some orcish. It's fine.
Oh my God. A wisdom check. Oh,
you make
what am
a wisdom
I doing?
Check
I roll the
for
damn
me,
thing.
Ad.
I know you remembered some stuff.
Yeah, I remember. I say them to him. Not the fuckboy one.
Like I said, no literal translation. Grayson taught you nothing but insults, if you'll recall.
He taught me yes and no as well.
Okay, you remember yes and no. You also remember, like, a son of a dwarf. But that's, like, you know, son of a bitch for them.
Yeah, that's rough for them.
I don't know, maybe something like commenting on someone being really weak or something.
Cool.
The Redmond nods. Good.
It is good.
So you can say yes or no, but you don't know what the question is. Unless, of course, they're calling you a son of a dwarf.
And I'm like, yes.
Which is incorrect.
Well, no, because I'm a daughter.
You're a daughter.
Yes. How good.
This has been a difficult day middling for you.
Okay. You wander up to the gates. Mm-hmm. One more thing, Redmond says, like, hand just about to knock. They were expecting me and four dwarves, so there might be some questions as to you guys.
Yes.
We can sort it out.
I look at, like, Ainsley in that. Let's just say, like, I am Fenry, and I'm saying that some adventurers tried to kill me, so I'll try and get, you know, David by himself and be like, the people hunting us, and then we'll go from there, hey?
All right.
Hey? Good.
So are you our prisoner?
No,
we're your prisoner.
Oh, we're...
We're your buddies. You're, like, you're the people I hired to protect me.
Oh.
I like how this conversation is happening now. Grayson says... The doors open.
Oh, Grayson.
And through it come maybe 15 very, like, rough-looking orcs. You guys have seen orcs before, and they pretty much always smell poor and, like, look like they're about to crush your head. These guys have existed only in a world where the strong live and the weak die. You guys encountered them in, like, human cities, or maybe, you know, a place with law and order. Mm. These orcs look like they've been through the grinder, and the grinder made them stronger.
Survival of the fittest.
Mm. Oh, boy.
And these are, like, pinnacle of physical condition orcs. Also, they reek. They fucking stink.
Of? Feces?
Partially. B.O.
Gross.
Like,
gross.
Just imagine being locked in a room with someone for a couple days. No, I don't want to imagine that.
Somebody needs to bring hygiene
like what we
to
are.
The smell of this room is the smell of the orcs.
That's... Not all right, let's go.
It's a B.O. soup, that's what it is.
Well, I'm fine in my corner, so...
yes. One of them grunts something in Orcish, which none of you understand.
All right.
Redmond talks back, and they, like, exchange a couple words. The orc gestures at you guys, and Redmond, like, looks over to you, looks a little nervous, looks back, says some stuff. The orc, like, considers his words. And then the doors open properly and you guys are let in.
I like that we have no idea what that exchange was about.
No, Grayson does.
Oh, yeah.
You should
know. Grayson is white in the face. He's not saying anything, though.
This is bad.
Oh, God.
Does he know what's coming?
So
is he scratching his ear?
I'm just going to ask a quick question. Did you actually sneakily heal up?
No.
He healed a little bit.
I'm
He's
on
38. 32.
I'm 32. I'm fine.
Yeah. All right.
I'm fine.
Just wondering.
So the doors open. A large part of this, like, fort is just open area where orcs are fighting and sparring. There's, like, mostly wrestling, but there's also, like, some sword fighting and stuff like that. The weapons they're using, orc-made weapons are not great. It's, like, dull, poor, shitty weapons. Mm. But if you get hit by one, it's awful. Imagine, like, yeah.
Tetanus.
Also, imagine getting hit with a really... like a dull sword, but it cuts in as deep as a regular sword does.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, boy.
That'll hurt so much.
It's also like a ragged wound.
Yep.
There's a lot of tents here as well, where the majority of the orcs are living. There's this massive bonfire off to one side that's like, you don't know where they get the wood for this, but it's like a light right now, and that's where the smoke is coming from. They've got some sort of boar or some sort of like pig-like beast roasting over it. But this, like, pig is maybe the size of a small family car.
Jesus.
And then up the other end of the war camp is a large, like, wooden permanent structure. You guys are being led towards that. As you're walking, this orc and the dwarf are having a conversation. And as they talk about it more and more, you see, like, the Redmond, his hand next to his... like, war axe is, like, twitching a little uncomfortably.
Oh, God. I want to look over at Grayson because he can probably understand it. I want to see if I can gauge by his face.
Grayson's eyes are, like, locked straight ahead and he's walking like a robot.
Oh, God.
That seems bad. That seems very bad.
How bad? Find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.